Well, listening to that is Chris Iams, who's chair of Rail Future Yorkshire, which campaigns for better rail transport. Evening to you, Chris.
Good afternoon,
Jules. Well, yeah, is that something that you hear regularly? Then it's not so much the North South line as East West. In fact, we had David Bow from the County Council on yesterday, talking pretty much along the same lines that East West is an important route that we should be looking to perhaps more.
Exactly, we should be, Jules. I think anybody who travels regularly between Newcastle, York, Leeds, Huddersfield and Manchester will know just how overcrowded the existing service is. And while I certainly welcome today's announcement that they're going to look at building a new high-speed line, I think it is more important that we get something done now with the existing service than waiting possibly up to 10 years for a new high-speed service.
So what difference will it make? And are we guaranteed these millions in tomorrow's budget, do you think?
I'd like to think that we will be guaranteed these millions. The Northern Powerhouse has been talked about, well, HS3 and the Northern Powerhouse has been talked about for a long time, long before the last general election. It's taken a year from the general election for George Osborne to actually stand up and say, I'm going to make the money available for a study into HS3. There's been a lot of talk, and I will believe it when I see it.
Yes, I think we can all take that cynicism to heart.
Yes, yeah. There's been a great deal of, you know, we've already seen that the electrification of the North Transpennine Line was paused, then it was unpaused, but it's still, you know, way behind schedule, and nobody's any idea when the electric wires from Manchester are going to reach York.
Well, indeed. And, I mean, those people who use the Poppleton Flyer and the Pacer trains might be thinking, well, what about us? But what difference would it make a swifter route laterally rather than vertically to us, cities like York?
Not necessarily the cities would gain, but the local towns along the line would gain. There's already a good and fast service between Leeds and Manchester, York, Leeds and Manchester. Admitted, it's overcrowded. But we can't increase the frequency of those services without impacting on the local services that operate between Leeds and Manchester. And there's a great demand for the local services as well.
And so we're looking at East-West. What else would you like to see from the budget and from the whole rail network tomorrow?
It would be nice to hear the announcement that we're going to electrify between Leeds and York via Harrogate. The way that they're going to electrify to Manchester via the Calder Valley, which is the Bradford-Halifax line. Anything would be welcome as long as it's actual, you know, a firm proposal and not just talk to keep us quiet.
And do you get the feeling that that's what's happening, that sort of Northern Powerhouse is really a sop to our friends in the north from maybe the powers that be in the south?
Yeah, I was a bit cynical earlier on in the interview. I try not to be. I try to find a positive spin in anything. But if you listen to the passengers that are travelling by the trains now, they keep hearing all these promises, and yet they're still travelling around in 30-year-old overcrowded trains.
Indeed. All right, well, we should doubtless be talking to you tomorrow, Chris, when the millions are winging their way to us and the improvements are on the cards. Chris, thanks very much for joining us. That's Chris Iams who's the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire, which campaigns for better rail transport.